Euro 2020-21, Episode 6, England versus Denmark, the semi-final. This is Ian Newsom-Plasted, and welcome along to the 6th podcast. So, England played Denmark in the semi-final of the European Championships. England had the first chance to get to a major tournament final, first time in 55 years. First thing we'll talk about is that unfortunately Harry is still a bit unwell and cannot make it for this episode. Hopefully we'll get him for the final. If not, he'll definitely be joining us for the after tournament special that we'll definitely be doing. Get well soon to Harry. We're missing you on the podcast. Also, one thing that's returned for the semi-finals and the final is the tiny football car, which I know is sponsored by VW, but Tiny Football Car has got its own verified, made by VW I presume, verified Twitter account. And I think it's highly recommendable to follow it. It's been very amusing. It's kind of cute and very cool that they've got a little Twitter feed for the car and nice little videos and stuff. It was missed on Wednesday night, along with Ericsson's shirt, which the England team all signed and passed over to the Denmark team. That happened when ITV was sadly on an advert break. So we missed the car and we missed the moment when England gave Denmark a shirt with Ericsson's name on, an England shirt with every single player signing it for Denmark. So this week's guest is Veronica Plested. And this is what we thought about the game before the kickoff happened at 8 o'clock. Euro 2020-21, Episode 6. We've got to Episode 6. It's England versus Denmark tonight, and I'm here with my special guest, my mother, Veronica Plested. I introduced her in the previous podcast, but she's a supporter of Tottenham Hotspur and England for a very significant time. She's got very good opinions, and I can always talk to her about football. Hello.
Hello.
Now, we've got a semi-final to watch.
Oh, have we? Oh, I thought I was going to watch the tennis.
Well, the tennis does look good.
No, I'll be watching England.
Good. Well, I will be. Maybe I have to go. Will I have to go somewhere else?
No, we can watch it together.
Okay, thank you. Is that permission given? It's taken an unexpected turn of banter instead of normal conversation on what happened on Saturday.
You can cut it out.
I don't want to cut it out. It's good. Right, so we beat Ukraine. We spoke about the Ukraine game. 4-0 win. Kane got some goals and looked very confident, which obviously made you very happy. And I think we're hoping for probably more from him today and probably a lot more, you know, interleague play with him.
Yes. I mean, Kane scoring 2 goals makes a difference to him, and it makes a difference to the team as well. But they played better. There wasn't all this passing back to the goalkeeper. Pickford hardly had anything to do.
It's interesting because I know you're not a fan of that, but I'm okay with it because we're the semi-final and we've done what we've done to get there. I'm wary with Saka in today that it's going to be a bit... I think it's going to be half what we did against Germany, safety, but half what we did against Ukraine. It's going to be attacking with a bit of hesitancy, I feel.
I think Denmark will be tough opposition, though. I really think they will be tough.
I feel that if we get out of this without conceding a goal, I'll be very surprised.
Yes, so will I. So will I.
So I think we probably will concede our first goal.
I think we might win, but I think it's going to be very close. And I just hope it doesn't go to penalties.
Well, we win them now.
I know, but it, you know, I'd sooner we won in the 90 minutes, well, plus 30.
Getting past 10 o'clock, I don't think you want extra time either.
No.
One of the things that I have a little bugbear about is that I understand because it's COVID, but when you can make a 6th substitution in extra time, you're replacing over half the team. Now, 3 subs, then I added 1. Maybe a little bit harsh because of COVID. So maybe a 4 and then 5 might have been a good idea. It's not really a question I'm asking you, but it's this kind of thing that I wanted to say, that it's a bit like friendlies where you can change so many players, doesn't it?
And the team looks totally different and plays totally different and then concedes goals. That's what sometimes happens, isn't it?
We almost did that against Ukraine, didn't we? Well, yeah. We were 4-0 up, but it we didn't want to concede, did we? And there was a bit of a time where we were a bit shaky, weren't we?
But we didn't concede. We did very well against Ukraine. Very well. I thought England played pretty well.
I think this is the third Wednesday in my lifetime that I can remember that England are playing at this time, and they've all been disappointments before. I think Euro 96 was a Wednesday evening. I think the Croatia semi-final was a Wednesday evening. And also it's on ITV, where we don't have a good record in knockout games either. But maybe this is what Southgate could do, that he's already beaten Germany and now we've got through to another semi-finals in the Euros, that maybe that hoodoo can be broken by Southgate's team.
Headline, Southgate beats ITV. Oh, and England won too.
Exactly. You were right about Italy, and you were right about Kane scoring twice, which we just said about, but you were right about Italy.
Yes. Oh, I thought they looked a good side. But Spain looked quite good, but it did seem to drag on.
They don't score penalties, do they, Spain?
No.
Even though they won that shootout against Switzerland, they still missed quite a few in their own penalty shootout they won.
Yes. I was hoping someone would score a penalty, so at least 1-0 after penalties would have been a bit poor, really.
Well, when Italy missed that first penalty, and then the Spain player came up, and instead of it being saved, he hit it miles over the bar. I was like, are we going to see a score penalty in this shootout? So, shouldn't really be talking about it, but I think they asked Kane about Nuno, and Harry said... that Nuno's a good manager. So, a little bit of hope. I think he'll give it another year. I think he might give it another year.
I'm happy whatever he does, basically. I think he's given it a fair bit of time. And if he wants to go somewhere else, OK. I'd be disappointed, of course. But I just remember that Bale had to go in order to become a...
Better player. Then a worse player because the manager didn't like him.
Yeah, but Bale had to go. And Harry Kane might have to go. It's up to him. People have to make their own choices.
They do. So, 8 o'clock kick-off. We know the team sheet. Saka's come in for Sancho, which is a bit more safe. But Saka did play very well against Germany and against the Czech Republic. So we're fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Thanks again.
OK, no problem.
So that's what we thought before the match. Now we all know that England have won. And this is our reaction after the game. So, after the game, after extra time, England beat Denmark 2-1 after extra time. How are you feeling, Veronica?
Exhausted, as if I've been there myself. 2-1. Didn't I say 2-1?
Did you say 2-1?
And didn't I say Kane to score once? Not that I'm boasting, but there we are.
It was an awful penalty by him, but what a great follow-up.
It doesn't matter. If you're going to do a bad penalty, follow it up with a goal.
Fantastic little finish, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They just lost themselves a little bit in that first half when Denmark scored. But after that, they weren't in control of the game, but they had so much possession and they created so much, didn't they?
Yeah, they were very good. They couldn't have worked harder. That was grand.
It seemed like he got all the substitutions right, didn't he? Yeah. All at the right times, didn't he?
I think he, Southgate did very well. All the subs done at the right time.
It seemed like Grealish taking him off seemed a bit of a harsh decision, but on the hindsight, it's a fantastic decision, isn't it?
He might have got kicked again. He gets kicked a lot, doesn't he? Because he tries to avoid. He's a nippy runner. So he gets kicked a lot.
Only one booking with Maguire and means that everyone is fine for the final. We've got no suspensions, no injuries, fingers crossed.
Miracle.
Pickford had a bit of a shaky one, didn't he?
He did.
But he got through it.
Well, he's not been very busy. So, but he was all of a sudden.
First final since you were 20-something? Young yourself.
Yeah.
21 you were.
22, yeah.
21. I've worked it out. This is 21, the maths. First final in 55 years. I know it's European Championships, not the World Cup, but, I mean, it's still a major tournament. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
I mean, you were right. You were right all along. I mean, Mystic Plast, I should call you.
Italy versus England.
England, that's what you said. Kane with some goals.
Yeah.
You said Italy before the Italy-Spain game. Italy look good, though. It's going to be...
Italy do look good.
It's going to be a cagey one, I'm sorry to say, on Sunday. But As I was just saying to you, I think England have done everything that could be expected of them. And if they do lose in the final, yes, it will be a shame. But they have achieved so much with this run.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
And it really sets them up for 16 months' time in the World Cup in Qatar. It really sets them up, especially with the young players we've got.
In that hot place.
Well, they're all air-conditioned.
Oh, what, the stadiums. Pitch?
Yeah, all the air-conditioned pitches. They're all probably Wimbledon technology and stuff. So, yeah, all air-conditioned stuff and whatever. You've seen so many semi-finals, and for us to lose, but we had 20 shots or 21 shots and 9 on target. I mean, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
They did well.
Who were you most impressed with then?
Sterling.
Yeah, he really ran around, didn't he, so much. Mm.
And Saka, is it?
Saka? Yeah, Saka was very good.
I like
good.
Saka.
But when Grealish came on, he caused some problems, and when Foden came on, he did a job. Everyone did a job, didn't they? The whole team did a job, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did we think it was a Stonewall penalty, or do we think it was we were a little lucky?
Which one?
The penalty.
Oh, the penalty, all right, sorry. Well, he was tripped, but then he carried on, and then he was perhaps not tripped quite
as much. Yeah, it did look like he was, because the second bit didn't look like a penalty, but the first bit was tripped at the start.
When you look at the start.
Yeah, which is what they might have been looking at, and they gave.
The start of it, he was tripped, but he carried on. So,
do you want to trip? Trippier came on. Did a job. Everyone did a job when they came on, didn't they? Henderson was a bit more attacking than I thought he would be, but Rice was near the end of the game. So,
yeah, so absolutely.
Someday, we've got a final to look forward to.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to that?
Not yet. I will look forward to it Saturday.
Thanks so much for your time.
That's all right, no problem.
Thanks again for Veronica Plested for joining me for this week's podcast. As you can tell, we were very happy. I think Extra Time England played very, very well. But yeah, that second half of Extra Time was just so tense, having the lead and stuff. So people were talking about the penalty, saying that it was a dive or it was lucky, a soft penalty. Well, Gary Lineker saw that it tweeted the VAR output and he was contacted twice by the defender on the right-hand side and on the left-hand side, as he put in his tweet, would have been 2 penalties. So it was definitely a penalty. They're saying that it was a dive, but it wasn't. He was contacted on the right-hand side of his leg and he was contacted on his left knee, and it was a definite penalty, and VAR did get it right. But people talk about luck and stuff, and I've got a long list about it. But I will be quick, but we look at 1970, quarterfinal against Germany. Our goalkeeper, Gordon Banks, best of the world at that time, got food poisoning that day and couldn't play in goal. 1974, we didn't qualify because we were drawn against Poland in a qualifying group. Poland ended up third in the competition. They were a much better team than expected. 76, we didn't qualify because we didn't win the group because Czechoslovakia did. Czechoslovakia, what are they going to do in the tournament? They won the tournament. So another unluckiness. So 74, 76, we didn't qualify for tournaments. Because of that, we were entered into a group with Italy to qualify. Only the top team went through. England got the same amount of points as Italy, but went out on goal difference. That's unlucky. 82, we were very unlucky. We were knocked out because it was a strange group system, where in the second group phase, we drew against West Germany. That's a good result. And we drew against the hosts. But unfortunately, West Germany beat Spain, and it was only the top team in the group. So we didn't even lose, and we went out. That's annoying. 86, we all know about 86, and if you don't, check it out. A Argentinian player, who we all know his name, but decided to punch the ball into the net, and the referees missed it completely. If VAR was around today, goal would have been disallowed, and probably he would have at least got a yellow. He might have got a red because it was a deliberate handball. So that would have been interesting. And then for the second goal, yes, he goes on an amazing run. But before he does, Glenn Holder gets fouled, and it's a definite foul. So if VAR was around for that, that would have been disallowed because there was a foul in the build-up. 98, Argentina, Beckham. He got sent off, deservedly so. But then Sol Campbell scores and it's disallowed. Same happened in 2004 against Portugal. And they watered the penalty spot, so we missed all ours. They knew that, we didn't. Cheeky. 2002, Seaman got affected by the lob by Ronaldinho. 2006, that was the Ronaldo wink getting Rooney sent off. And 2010, yes, Germany with a far better side. 2-0 up, but we got to 2-1. And then Lampard scored miles over the line. No goal line technology, and none of the officials saw it. Would have been 2-2, would have been a totally different game. So people were talking about luck and that we're lucky to get through. Well, we weren't lucky to get through because, as I've said, we had 20 shots, 9 on target. But also, the penalty was not a dive, and people were talking about us and luck. Definitely talk about the Maradona handball. I mean, it's about time. Maybe got some luck. But yeah, laser pen, stupid. What was that all about? It was stupid. Why are people resorting to that? The other thing about it is that, yes, somebody did flash it in his eyes. Thing is, he did save it, and he tried to then catch it. And if he hadn't have done that and just parried it, who knows? Could have gone to penalties? We don't know. So the final is on Sunday. And I've written down here that I'm proud and I'm very excited. And that's the most exciting thing, that England got to a final. No matter what happens on Sunday, I'm really, really proud of them. And if we lose, yes, it will be really disappointing. But they've achieved so much, and I would be proud of them. I'd be disappointed, but I'll clap them, and I'll be even happy for them. And I'll even celebrate that we've got to a final. And even if we lose, then we've done so well. And it sows those seeds for in 16 months' time in Qatar. It really does. And it's an exciting time to be an England supporter. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again to Veronica Plessy for joining me on the podcast. The next podcast will be the final. We're really looking forward to it. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll catch you soon.